This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new program will give all state employees paid family medical leave. Workers will receive 2 weeks of paid leave under the plan. The rule goes into effect on January 1st and will cover anyone who has spent at least 12 months working for the state. In November, voters approved a paid leave proposition that will cover everyone employed in Colorado, but applications for that program don't open until 2024. Holiday gifts have been hard to come by for some people who were struggling during the COVID-19 recession. Denverite's Kevin Beatty met people who were thankful for a toy drive on Denver's west side.
Victory Outreach Church gives out toys every year, but there's been greater demand in 2020. That was true for Sam Candy Town, who became homeless after a long abusive relationship got worse during the pandemic. Her partner kicked Town and her three young kids out of the house in August. Presents won't keep their bellies full, but they help foster a sense of normalcy.
Especially for kids who don't know what's going on. Whew, that makes me so sad. I'm just trying to pass time the best way I can without them knowing that we were homeless.
After months pushing the city for help, Town said she finally landed an apartment. Her kids will be able to open their presents with a roof over their heads. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
The Food Bank of the Rockies is serving almost 60% more food this month than during the same period last year, and the most ever in its 42-year history. It's mostly sunny across much of Colorado today, with highs in the 50s along the Front Range, around Denver and in Colorado Springs, 40s in Grand Junction, with snow on the way for the middle of the week. This is CPR News.